Friends, the 21st chapter of the first New Testament book, the Gospel of Matthew, informs us that Jesus cleansed the temple from buying and selling. This rebuked the contemporary Jewish establishment for misuse of the sanctified house of prayer. The Gospel says, "In the morning, as he was returning to the city, he became hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the wayside, he went to it and found nothing on it, but only leaves. And he said to it, 'May no fruit ever come from you again.' And the fig tree withered at once." Friends, first we are reminded here that Jesus, even as Emmanuel, God with us, took on himself a full human nature. He, as the sinless, self-giving new Adam, fully joined our humanity. He got hungry and needed to eat. He got tired and needed to rest. He was touched by the sorrow and sadness of losing loved ones. He even identified with the despised people like tax collectors and Samaritans. The question is, why did Jesus deliberately curse the fruitless fig tree, causing it to wither in front of his disciples? The context sheds important light on this dramatic event. Jesus had triumphantly but humbly ridden a borrowed donkey to enter Jerusalem. The crowds excitedly and joyfully acknowledged him as Son of David, the rightful king over Israel. The Jewish religious leaders became jealous and were threatened by his popularity and authority, especially after he challenged and humiliated them by cleansing the temple. We read that when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, "How did the fig tree wither at once?" And Jesus answered them, "Truly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith." Friends, the disciples had yet to understand what Jesus meant by the curse and the instantaneous withering of the fig tree. He had merely uttered the words, "May no fruit ever come from you again." The disciples were only beginning to know Jesus' divine power and the privileges they enjoy being set apart for his service. In Old Testament prophecy, bad figs represented those who rejected the faithful message of the prophets. We read in the 24th chapter of Jeremiah's prophecy, "Thus says the Lord, like the bad figs that are so bad they cannot be eaten, so will I treat Zedekiah, the king of Judah, his officials, the remnant of Jerusalem who remain in this land, and those who dwell in the land of Egypt." Friends, by his triumphal entry to Jerusalem and cleansing of the temple, Jesus was clearly manifested as the true king, the promised Messiah. He announced divine judgment against those who hated the power and holiness he manifested. In the year 70 AD, the Romans completely fulfilled Jeremiah's prophetic message of judgment, which Jesus later reconfirmed to the Jewish leadership. The Romans destroyed the temple and the city. The withering of the fruitless fig tree pointed to the end of the fruitless and ungodly earthly nation. At the same time as the Messiah King, he allowed his religious enemies to detain him, humiliate him, inflict immense suffering on him, and crucify him. Yet this is the reason Jesus came to earth. He came on a redemptive mission. He came to die and take on himself the punishment we sinners deserve. Jesus' followers, the disciples, were to announce to the whole world the powerful, mountain-moving gospel message. Taking on such a formidable mission, they needed to recognize that they represent the mighty divine Messiah King. The message was destined to change the world. Friends, Jesus, the new Adam, established a new humanity made up of all who cling to him. He gathers them from all ethnic groups into a holy nation. This replaced the corrupted ethnic earthly nation. As Messiah King, he established a holy kingdom of justice, peace, and self-giving love. Its citizens belong to all nations. They are those who love and embrace Jesus the Savior. No tree or mountain can block them from enjoying Jesus' divinely accomplished salvation. In this way, through his earthly ministry, sufferings, death, resurrection, and enthronement, Jesus brought the abiding divine blessing of salvation to all families of the earth. Hallelujah.